Forgot to mention stuff about the what the syllabus says is due today, right? Which is a proposal for your final project, or for your project, your independent project. Some of you have already talked to me, to at least cursorily. Some of you have even sent me a written plan. I just want to mention that kind of the rules here. You need, well, there is, for one thing, the proposal itself is a source of points, I think, according to the syllabus. So it's one reason to do this. But I also want to make sure you know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So is there anyone who wants to work alone? I don't think anyone does, do they? Okay. Well, I definitely will allow you to work together as groups, but no more than four, which I think is twice the size that Udo allows. I think Udo allows either individual or twos, but I'll allow up to four. Definitely no more than four. What I need for you, though, is to submit something written to me in order to get this, however many points it's worth, for the proposal. And I think maybe Monday at noon would be a good deadline for this. Okay? So by Monday at noon, send me, and only one in the group needs to send it. But make sure on that you have every member's name. Make sure you have, you phrase the question that you're trying to answer, or basically what your experiment is about. Tell me where you're going to conduct it, which might be multiple places. Tell me the specific measurements you're going to be making. Tell me the specific statistical tests that you're going to perform and what those statistical tests will allow you to determine. Okay, now, it doesn't have to be multiple statistical tests. It depends on your experimental setup. It could be the use of the same test for multiple times, for instance. But tell me what you're allowed to be able to say statistically by running those tests. Okay? Also, tell me when you plan to collect data. And by when, I don't mean a range of time. I mean, give me a specific date or set of dates. Also, tell me whether you need to have any equipment. Some of you might not need any additional equipment that beyond what you already own in order to make measurements. It just depends. If you do need some sort of equipment, which is basically the equipment we've been using, then you're going to need to tell me a specific date or dates that you need those things on so that we can make arrangements to get it to you. Okay, technically, if you need something immediately, you could take it today, but don't take it for use in 2 weeks. Take it if you're going to be using it today or tomorrow. Okay. Otherwise, make arrangements for it, because we have three sections that are all using the equipment. But I don't think the equipment will be too much of a problem for most groups. What else did I want you to say in this? Oh, it's not so much that what you need to say. Those are the things that you should include on your proposal. But as far as if you don't already have figured out what to do, I don't really care what you do. I intentionally want to leave it open up as possible. Do something that interests you to the extent possible. Anything that's ecological. As long as it's feasible to collect a pretty good sample of data for, so that you don't have meaningless statistics that are just non-significant because of low sample size. So make it possible to do in the remaining time without making your life too miserable, but also make it a robust datum set. And as long as you can run statistical tests on those data, then it's fine. But one of the purposes of giving me the report is so that I can maybe steer you into a different direction if the question really isn't answerable. But as long as it's ecological, as long as you can prepare graphs and run statistical tests for in order to prepare your presentation and your paper, then I'll okay it. Okay? And I think I've said this before, but I want to say it again, especially since it's being recorded. Whatever your groups are, you're going to produce one presentation for the group, right? That everyone will actually participate in the presentation for. So divide time up equally for when you actually present it to the class, because you'll be presenting it to each other on the final day or whatever it is. But remember that even though you're making one presentation, and obviously you're going to have one datum set for the entire group, you're sharing data, everything that you write needs to be your own writing when it comes to writing the corresponding paper. So this paper that you that's due, when did I make the plant transect one due? Sunday? That's a full-blown paper, right? Well, so is this project paper. It's another entire paper. So abstract, introduction, materials, methods, results, discussion, literature cited. But those are all your own work entirely. Feel free to discuss it with each other, but don't share any materials. Work the data up independently. Make your graphs independently. Write the paragraphs independently. Everyone good? Okay, now you can count. It's right here.